Is it's the Cool Down Lap. Welcome to the Cool Down Lap podcast, the official podcast of Midwest Motorsports. I'm your host, Greg Dreis. You can catch the podcast live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Greg Dreis. Later on, uploaded to all the major podcast platforms, including Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, or what's left of Stitcher anyway, Google, and Amazon Podcasts. And you can also catch the video uploaded later as well to YouTube. We talk everything about the Midwest Motorsports League, and we had the championship weekend this week, and once again in the truck race, another surprise ending with trucks running out of gas on the last lap. We have our champions here tonight from the Truck Cup Series, as well as our Xfinity champions, so we'll be talking to them about how they made it through the season and strategies to maintain the points lead going into the last weekend and what their plans are for the upcoming season. Season 6 right around the corner, as well as registration season is now open. And if you want to join the league, you got to go to midwest-motorsports.com and fill out the information where it says sign up today. Agree to a couple questions, read the rules, and then go to the iRacing page for Midwest Motorsports and sign up with Truck Series, Cup Series, Xfinity, or the Road Course, or any combination thereof. And make sure you ask for your number at that time. Or if you're re-registering for next year, get your number saved, because it doesn't carry over. According to Thaler Boys that own the league, you got to re-up your number every year. Speaking of one of the owners of Midwest Motorsports, I want to introduce Eric Thaler. And Eric, good evening. How you doing?
Hey, Greg. Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Another exciting weekend there, Friday night on the Truck Series. The championship was pretty well sewed up, but a lot of excitement with the fuel mileage again on that last lap, another surprise winner.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a lot of different strategies. He's playing out there in the final stage of the truck race, and proved to be exciting as it always is. And the winner of the race, you know, run out of gas and wind up second place. The leader heading to the line ran out of gas and second place got the victory. So, you know, it was again an exciting week for our truck series, and you know, the rest of the week turned out well, so happy to be here to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, it was great being there, you know, in the broadcast booth with James, because, you know, we banter back and forth pretty well, and then once again, we're watching, trying to see who's going to win, and we're watching it, we're, you know, saying, okay, these two guys that are up front now, looks like it's up to them to lose it, and they hadn't pitted yet, so when they pitted, somebody else took over, and then once again, we start talking, this guy's got it sewn up, and then all of a sudden, he drops down to the apron, and we're like, here we go again, he's out of gas, and who's going to win? So, yep. Great series, congratulations on that. It's been a lot of fun broadcasting that.
Oh, I'm sure. It's for pretty much for all of season 5, I race-controlled trucks, and it was very, very eventful, and I had a lot of fun watching it, and you know, being entertained and, you know, seeing some of these strategies play out and some of which that, you know, some of which that our season winner did, you know, Dustin tonight, but, you know, I'll let him talk about some of that here later.
Sure. Well, let's bring on, the truck champion, Dylan Reinstedtl. And then later, shortly after that, I'll be talking to Michael Skimmy, the Xfinity Series champion. So, Dylan, congratulations on your truck season and cup season championship. How did you manage to take home both trophies this season?
Well, it's actually Dustin Reinstedtl. I've been called Dylan before too, though. So
I'm sorry about that. My fault.
But yeah, it was a pretty good season in the trucks. I had a really good stretch there, actually, for I'm not sure how many weeks it actually was that I finished either first or second for a couple consecutive weeks, and I think that's what really helped me, because I had to miss, I believe, 3 races during the regular season.
Oh, wow.
So it actually I'm also a college golf off at an away tournament on Friday. I got back about an hour before the truck race started. And if I use a provisional, I still win the championship. The points were still enough. But I didn't have a provisional because I used them all in the regular season. So the whole ride back, I was just like waiting for something crazy to happen, you know, get stuck in traffic or, you know, something happened to the van, something crazy to cause me to not be able to start or get back and the internet shut off. So once the first lap, happened, I kind of just relaxed a little bit.
Yeah.
And, it actually ended up being my worst race of the year. I guess that was just a part of relaxing and riding around. So I kind of got to see, one, how steep the competition really is. Because whenever you're just out there riding around, there's guys that are still ready to pass you for, you know, 8th, 9th, and 10th on every lap. So when you kind of get out of that groove, it definitely showed me, just how quick everybody else still is, all the way through the pack.
That's
definitely think the truck series is probably the most competitive of the three. The cup series is very competitive. But as far as like depth throughout the line, the truck series is hard to beat. Everybody shows up for the camera and the broadcast for sure.
Oh yeah. Well, it's funny that you mentioned you got back within an hour because the week before, James and I in the broadcast booth were talking about how it seemed like it was pretty much you had it sewed up, and we said unless something dramatic happens that you can't make it to the race, and lo and behold, you got there with an hour to go, and we basically were saying all he's got to do is show up, run a lap and do a start and park, and he gets his points. So it was kind of like a deja vu that we were talking that way, and you got back within an hour because you had quite a drive back. And, you know, on a Friday night, anything can happen when people are traveling.
Yeah, I definitely watched the podcast last week, so I felt like it was already spoken into existence, so I wasn't going to make it for either the truck race or the cup race one.
Okay, well, you can blame me.
So, you know, it's one of those, like, where you watch your back or, like, look twice before you cross the road kind of deals.
Yep. Well, you can blame me as the new guy on the block. Don't give James a hard time about it. So take it out on me if you're going to take it out anyway.
It's all in good fun. It definitely makes it more interesting, something to talk about for sure.
Yeah. So how important were stage points during the season to get you set for the playoffs there?
Stage points this season were very important because in the past and potentially in the future, we're looking at doing some more stage points, which Eric can talk about all that. But with only a stage point or a point for pole, the stages and winning, it definitely put an extra price on winning a stage, which was great as far as making you race aggressively the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely made me try some different strategies we hadn't tried before because, you know, last season you could kind of run in second or third, still get those second, third place points. This season we didn't have those, so it made it a little more, you know, you tried the two tire stops, you tried to guess how many gallons you needed for, you know, a certain amount of laps.
Right.
And you're not the only one doing that. You know, there's 5-6 other guys that are within 1 or 2 seconds where those pit stops really matter. And the stages were pretty competitive all year. You really didn't see any space until we got to stage three, it seemed like, every race. But definitely put a premium on those. Coming down the stretch, when I was trying to grow my lead, I tried to focus on getting some of those extra points, whether it was just a pole, if it was winning a stage or winning the laps, or not laps, winning the last stage. Whatever you could do just to grab that extra point to kind of give that separation. And then something that doesn't get talked about by a lot of people, the extra points for 0X for racing clean. Last season when I won the Xfinity Championship, I actually realized I ended up winning by 7 points last season, and all 7 points were from poles and for 0X bonuses, and that ended up being the difference. So this season I tried to make sure that I was still getting those 0Xs, because those 2 points, I mean, you're getting either two positions or you're getting 2 stages with those 2 points, however you want to look at it. So adding those into it on top of every other bonus point also matters a lot at the end of it.
Yeah, so just like what they say in NASCAR, you know, a lot of people say they don't like the stages, but it certainly makes every point count. And like you said, you're not just riding around for 150 laps waiting for that checkered flag. You're waiting for the stage flags as well, correct?
Yep. Yeah, and actually, you kind of get caught looking at them sometimes. You get caught with your strategy just going for those stages, and then you miss the guys. Like if there's a late caution in a stage, there was a couple times where I lost a lot of track position because I stayed out trying to win the stage or something in that area. Go ahead and take tires and then go get fuel, and then they skipped you through their stop. So it kind of, sometimes it was almost a negative in a way, because you were focused so much on, you know, lap 20 that you kind of forgot about lap 25 for the restart and where you were going to restart after that.
Gotcha. That makes
sense. It was definitely interesting for sure. Throws a little bit of a mix into it, and then tire sets and strategy of when you want to take a set. You know, you can always burn a set and win a stage pretty easy. But at what price does that come with a position or losing the race altogether at the end?
Those are some good points. We had somebody first time on the chat line here. AbleC6 says, congrats to Dustin on a great season.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So let's take a look at the final standings for the Truck Series area. You finished with 1,214 points. 14 points ahead of Mark Cochran, who had 1,200, and Sean Happiak with 1,188, and in fourth place, Justin Thaler with 1,187, Andrew Miller 28 with P5 at 1,168, Justin Glockner in P6 at 1,164, and rounding out the top 12, James Olivson, Ryan Enlow, Ryan Sargent, Robert Olivson, Justin Haskovec, and Andrew M. Holroyd. So let's take a look over at the Cup Series final. That was a little more up for grabs on Sunday night. Was that correct?
Oh, yeah. Me and JT had quite the battle in the playoffs. I kind of set the tone a little bit at the last regular season race at Twin Ring. I swept the stages, the pole, and potentially moved him on the last corner to sweep all the stages and get the win. That if I wouldn't have done that, he definitely would have had a pretty insurmountable lead going into the playoffs. I think that got me within 10 points, I believe, to start the playoffs, and that kind of helped me out. He had I think just one bad race, really, out of all the playoff races. And then had Eric started to show up again there towards the end of the playoffs. And then Huffman definitely started to show up again the last couple of races. And those guys coming in the mix and taking the stage points and some poles that me and JT were getting all year definitely kind of threw a little bit of a wrench into it, as far as it kind of just came down to where we were finishing at in races, which the last couple of races were within, you know, a couple of positions of each other. Wow. And then in that last race at Nashville, I believe I said it in the truck race, I don't know what it is about concrete tracks, but I really enjoy just the way that it ages the tires, the tire wear. It seems like they're always, you know, the tires go, so then the fuel strategy is different. So there's always some kind of extra mix in it at Nashville, Dover, and Bristol, other than just, you know, being the fastest guy. So I kind of like being able to run the different lines that you can run at those tracks and saving a little bit. But yeah, it was definitely close, and it was on my mind the whole time. Every time we could lap another car, it felt a little better throughout the race. But I had a eye-opening experience in the truck race where I fell asleep, and on the last lap, I made some contact with the lap car that hit the wall and bounced off, and I lost 16 points in one lap.
Oh, wow.
So it definitely, I wouldn't say humbled, but it was an eye-opening moment where all it takes is one wreck and a tow, and you're in last place in the race.
Oh, especially at
home. Just trying to stay off the wall as much as possible, which is hard to do at Nashville sometimes.
Yeah.
So JT was definitely in it the whole time. Also tried to make sure I didn't run out of fuel because I definitely early pit the last one, and the old auto fuel almost got me again. It's happened a couple times this season.
Okay. Yeah, I've got several arguments with the iRacing tow truck drivers when you're sitting there at the entrance to pit road and you got to wait 3 minutes for them to come and get you. But of course, you never hear back from those guys. So what are your plans for upcoming season to try to repeat for Cup and or Truck Series?
Well, this season will be kind of like my fall last year. This has been almost a full year now with Midwest Motorsports. So the first season I ran all three, but really with my golf schedule, golf is usually Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So oval series wise, I'll probably just try to run in whichever one I can get the most seat time in, and then hopefully part time in the other ones that I'm available to do. But the first couple weeks will be a little harder to do until about November. And it'll kind of calm down a little bit for golf until about March. And then it's March all the way through April, every weekend, just about. But it makes that season, our winter and spring season, a little harder for me to do compared to the summer. This summer was definitely the most I've been on iRacing since I've had it for about 2 years now.
Gotcha.
So probably that's where my good racing came from, is that I had some more time to get on here and put in some practice, or not even really practice, just being in the car and learning the next gen in this league and running it in officials and things like that.
Gotcha.
But as far as next year, whatever I can race in, whatever Eric and everybody else needs me to do, I helped race control a little bit this year whenever I was available. So
cool.
Had to run part-time in a series and help out a little bit. It's what it's all about when you're an admin.
You got that right. So before we jump to Michael Skimmy, the Xfinity champ, sorry about that. Sorry, that was bad. I apologize. That's because we're talking about the Cup Series, and everybody's calling, oh, is it the Greg Dreis coming in? I'm like, well, it's Greg, but it's not me. And I says, oh, bunch of rogues and misfits. I'll fit right in. So, yeah, that's where that comes. Sorry about that. So before we jump to Michael Skimmia, the Xfinity champion for the season, who do you want to thank, the sponsors and stuff like that?
Well, obviously the first one, not just because I'm an admin, but being an admin, I've gotten to see just how much goes on behind the scenes. So obviously first part is thanking our admins here at Midwest Motorsports, Josh and everybody, Eric, JT, our rules guys with Steve and Anthony and John, and then our resident European, Ben, can't forget him, and Lechner, those guys. I think that's pretty much everybody I named. Everybody works so hard behind the scenes. Nobody gets anything out of it other than just the pure joy of getting to race with everybody and having the league and the members that we all enjoy racing with. So thanks to those guys, and hats off to another good season, being able to be a part of that. I'm glad they trust me to make posts mostly on time, but sometimes late. But enjoy being a part of that team and a part of the league. I really enjoyed the league before I became an admin, and now that I am an admin, it definitely feels like something that I can also take ownership in myself and be proud of what they've built here. Something that everybody can talk about and be proud of. But as far as iRacing wise, I got to thank my guys over at WJM Motorsports that have helped me out a lot this year with practicing and learning a little bit about cars and getting to race with some guys with some way higher I ratings than I'll ever have. Just learning a little bit here and there and some different racecraft items. But have those guys on the car, and then Garza Law Firm is a sponsor there, so they let me run that. So that was pretty cool, actually having somebody on the car that mattered. Just mainly the Midwest Motorsports guys helping put everything together. It's a pretty smooth ship, not going to lie. They make it look about as organized as a league could probably be.
Okay, Dustin Reinstedtl, the champion for Cup Series as well as Truck Series for Midwest Motorsports' latest season. Thanks for stopping in and take a quick look at the Cup Series finals for the top drivers in the playoffs. Dustin Reinstedtl, of course, championship with 1,203 points. Justin Thaler in P2 with 1,192 points. Eric Thaler, P3 with 1,173. Jason Hoffman in P4 at 1,162. And rounding out the top finishers for the season, Clarence Prince, Norm Snyder, Chris Thaler, Anthony Castor, Robert Olivson, John Bates III, Aaron M. Holroyd, and Aaron Sale. And last but not least, of course, we're going to introduce now the Xfinity champion for this season for Midwest Motorsports, Michael Scimmia. Thanks for holding on and then joining us tonight.
Well, you're welcome, man.
So, you were pretty much had that Xfinity championship wrapped up going into championship weekend. So, how did it feel? With any pressure taken off, or you still felt pressure to get out there and perform and do a good job?
Actually, I think I was third going into championship. Or going into the chase. Yeah. No, I didn't know I was going to do that good at Nashville. I was struggling in practice, and then when I got out there and got the pole, I was like, well, this ain't too bad.
So what were you struggling with? What was your biggest obstacle to overcome?
I think that's maybe the second time I ran that track. So just learning my lift points, getting into the corners, and being smooth on throttle and not spinning it out.
Gotcha. Any special tire saving or fuel saving strategies that helped you out?
Well, when I got out there in the front, I was like, man, I just need to win this stage. That way I can wrap it up for sure. So then after that, then I started saving. And somehow the 43 got out at the end there. And I have no idea how he got that far out, but he beat me in there.
So how long have you been racing with Midwest Motorsports?
I think I came in mid last year. And then this year, I actually stumbled upon the league and come to find out I know Eric. And it's a pretty good league, man. I like it. I'm glad they put it together. They do a real good job. I race cup with them a little bit. I just can't make the cup on Sundays. I do like running it, but Xfinity's where I can be more, make all the races.
Sure. And how long have you been on iRacing or any other sim racing platforms?
I've probably had this 2 years.
Oh, so you got during COVID?
Yeah, about 2 years.
Okay. Any racing experience before that in other platforms or real life go karts, modifieds, or anything?
No, I ran a little bit on the Xbox with that Heat. That was about it.
Gotcha. So, how'd you get up to being so good in 2 years that You're winning a championship? I've been racing 7 years, 300 official starts, and I think maybe 3 wins. So what's your secret, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Man, I really don't know. I just, some of the tracks I like, I got a knack for them, and I love racing. I've been a race fan forever. I used to watch in-car cams with Dale Jr., and I know the lines that you need to run, so I try to do that.
That's important because sometimes in some leagues when we have like an open practice, the best drivers will get out there and then you'll try to follow them. But as soon as that race is done, you'll go back on the replay, jump in their car, and start looking at their braking and their fuel and where they're turning and when they're lifting and when they're getting back on the gas.
Yeah, it's all about being smooth with the throttle and. Well, I learned a lot with this league here. I was getting beat a lot by fuel strategies and hit strategies, and I'm like, what in the heck? So then I kind of figured my own little strategy out here this past half of this year, and it started clicking.
Good. And once again, how important were stage points during the season to keep you at the top or make you comfortable once you got in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, so I have a few tracks, you know, that I know I'm pretty good at. So those are the tracks I focused to try to win the stages on, because I knew I had a better chance. And then some of the other tracks, you know, if I would try to ride, you know, top five if I could. And if I had a chance, I would go try to get it. But I didn't try to press it too hard because I didn't want to wreck it out, especially, you know, if I was up there in the points. I know I needed them, but I would rather try to win it, you know, and instead of wreck the first stage or whatever.
That's so important in almost anything, is find out the tracks or whatever that you're best at and try to get better, as opposed to tracks you're not good at, trying to make big improvements there. So that I can't be said enough in almost anything that you do, whether it's racing or hobbies or whatever. Keep doing what you're really good at and stay the best at that, and hopefully the other ones will come along in time. Does that sound about what you're doing?
Yeah. If I get in a track that, you know, I know I'm not that great at, I use, you know, first half of it to get a line, get a rhythm, and then sometimes I'll be there at the end trying to, you know, push for the win because I've learned a track, got a little, you know, rhythm going, and it pays off. Sometimes it don't, depending on the track.
Yeah, so find out what you're good at and become even better at it. That's a great strategy. Rivenvale's on, and he says number 43 was super fast during that race. I don't know how he got that speed. I couldn't even catch him remotely. Props to him. And he goes on to say, congratulations to Dustin and Michael. Great season, guys. Well deserved. So what are you looking forward to in the next season for the Xfinity series?
You know, I'm going to try to get this again. That's my goal. You know, there's a lot of good tracks out there. I actually want to see if I can run the trucks since I can make Friday nights. But the Xfinity, I'm going to continue to focus on the tracks I'm good at. I really don't like those road courses, you know. I mean, when I pulled out second place in that Watkins Glen there, I was like, okay, all right, that'll work.
Here you go.
So I really struggle there.
Who is your biggest competition this season, and who are you looking to see? Hope it's not in your rearview mirror, or you're chasing them for next season.
So, man, there's a lot of them. I mean, there's a lot of those guys. Being every time I go to a road course, I'm like, okay, I'll get third or fourth or fifth, you know. And then, so when we was at Talladega, I was fighting with that 83 car all day. I was like, man, I wish you'd do something, right? Do something. And so we're coming down to the win, and I ain't even looking at the 27. He just goes right by me. I'm not even paying attention. So all those guys, man, I've battled with all of them. I mean, even the four car a lot, and he's part-time, and I'm like, man, I see him more than I do other people, and he's just part-time. Where are you at? So everybody's good, man. I mean, it's just how it is, and every one of them in there is competition. So
that's good. What is it about road courses that you don't like? Because it seems to be in oval series, if there's road courses thrown in, it's either a love-hate relationship. Because I know in the leagues I've been in, whenever the road courses come up, we have usually a much smaller turnout than the more popular courses.
Well, I mean, it's not. I mean, I like them. I enjoy them. I've got my new setup here, you know, trying to get used to the shifter and shifting with the Xfinity cars, and it's actually helped me. But I think I'm not as good at them, and that's what it is. I'll show up and race them and enjoy them. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, but I'm getting better. I'm getting a little quicker. I'm learning my braking points, my shifting points. And that's the key. I think it's more track time, you know, muscle memory. You got to learn the track and know it.
That's true. It's much harder to learn a road course than an oval course.
Yeah, it's just takes more laps, you know, where you can get familiar with the tracks.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not very good at them either, but I love running them. And then, like you said, it's more track time. I don't run them that often, but when I do, I really enjoy them. I really like Lime Rock because I work over there. some of their major events, and it's only an hour from the house. And then Watkins Glen, where I've been going to NASCAR for the last about the last 10 years camping up there, that's a trickier track than it should be. So I guess you hit it right on, just more track time on the road courses. So
yeah,
who do you want to, any shout outs you want to give for anybody that helped you, advice, or was your cheerleaders for the season to get you to the championship?
I just want to give a shout out to Eric and all the admins for putting this together. They do a fantastic job. You know, and all the drivers that show up, man, I battle them all, and I haven't had a problem with anybody, and I appreciate that, and I, you know, race them the same. As far as that, they just need to keep the league going like it is, man, and keep on pushing it, and it's going where they want it.
I'm impressed. I mean, I had Eric and Justin on for a podcast a little over a month ago, and it was a great time. It was about, I guess we were on for about an hour and a half, and then I just reached out to him and said, hey, I do this, you know, just the regular sim racing podcast, and I do a podcast for a league. You guys interested in a league podcast? And, you know, they were really super professional about it. We had several meetings beforehand and, you know, scratching out what we're going to do and fleshing out each episode, and it's been great. So yeah, definitely a shout out to Justin and Eric and everybody. Heartily agree that the top notch league you got here.
Yeah, it's a great league. I like it.
Well, we appreciate that, guys, and Mike and Dustin, thanks for the kind words, and of course, Greg, obviously, you know, thank you for what you do. But you know, those meetings we put together, we had to make sure those zeros were lined up and. You know, they were in the right order.
Yeah. Well, I used to do the podcast and even my gardening podcast on a stool, but it wasn't the zeros in that paycheck. It was my other lawn mowing paycheck that I actually went out and bought a proper chair to sit in so I can actually relax instead of worrying about falling off.
So well, yeah, I'm glad you're comfortable, Greg. Yeah.
So Rivenvale says so many zeros to everyone's paycheck. So get writing some checks there, Eric.
For sure.
Well, Michael, anybody else you want to thank, or anybody in particular, or just everybody in general?
Just everybody in general, man. I don't have a sponsor really. I mean, I got one for another league, but it's not in here. So
okay.
Maybe we can bring it in later, but. We'll see what we can do with that, but just everybody that puts it together, man, this is a great league. I enjoy it.
Well, thank you very much, Michael Skimmia, Xfinity Series champion for season 5. Looking forward to getting back out there on season 6, and maybe we'll catch you on a couple of those Sunday night races, because I'm joining the Cup Series, and I don't expect to win at all. I just expect to have a good time and stay out of everybody's way. Michael Skimmia, thank you once again for waiting patiently to get on. And once again, congratulations on your Xfinity championship, and good luck next season.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Take care. Well, that's Eric and Dustin, the 3 Series champions for Season 5. Want to let you know that registration is now open for Season 6. Eric, you want to go through the registration process for anybody that was new to the league or any new listeners that might be looking to join?
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. You know, best way to get in touch with us and get on the books for season 6 is, you know, heading over to midwest-motorsports.com. You can see the sign up tab up the top once you get the website, but you can check out all our series. We're fixing to put together here our schedule for season 6, next few days or so. Should be out in live, but, getting everything rounded up, put together. Midwest Motorsports, Oval League will be pretty much off this coming weekend, take a break and sit down. But, you know, after that, we'll be throwing up some recruitment races. So if you are interested, you know, be looking out in our social channels for hosted sessions to pop up and, you know, give us a try in those as well. But a lot of exciting things coming for season 6 with some, you know, points changes and We're going to go more towards what we did with our Cup Series this season of running 50% the actual races with 50% fuel load, 50% tire allotment. So, you know, a lot of exciting things coming into play in Season 6, and looking forward to it as it's our longer season. So this one will run up until usually second week of April or so, and we'll start with our duels that first weekend in October.
First week in October. And the Road Series started
this week. Yeah, this past Tuesday. Last week. It did start last week. So thankfully I was at home this past Tuesday. Cast booth with the boys and gave my hand at calling some turn by turn, which was a lot of fun. Put a noble guy out on a road series to call some races. So we had some fun and discussed a little bit of what my takes on road series racing is, and saw some good action in the GT4s. Those cars are really turning out to be very competitive.
Cool.
Very, very close battles throughout the whole race. So, it was fun to watch and fun to commentate on.
Great. And you mentioned you've got the pro and amateur division. So there's two classes out on the track in each race, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So we saw a bunch of battles between pro and AMs as well.
That's good.
Those GT4s seem to be very consistent, speed wise and whatnot with each other. So it was a lot of fun to watch, and I see this season being exciting and seeing some points mix ups as we continue on.
Sounds good. Anything else you want to toss out there for current members or new members?
Oh, just, be on the lookout for, our rules to post, for Season 6. Of course, we'll have, we'll be having some of those changes. We also will, like we did in seasons past, throw up some, lobbies so we can discuss the rules, see if you guys have questions or whatnot too, before we kick the season off. But, be on the lookout for that, be on the lookout for our schedule to come awry, and, like I said before, kind of be patient with us as we get some things ironed out and get everybody put back into place, with their roles in Discord and things like that. But, we're working diligently through it, as our second job, you'd say. So
it's a lot of work.
As time allots, we kind of peg away at it.
Got it. So Season 6 for the other three series are all starting that first weekend in October?
That is correct.
Great. Well, hey, thanks once again for another great episode. This has been a lot of fun doing this. And once again, congratulations to Dustin and Michael for their championships and taking time out to talk with us tonight. And as always, thank you, Eric and Justin, for having me on.
Absolutely, Greg. We appreciate you and appreciate all the members out there that are listening and have continued on with us. We appreciate you guys.
All right. We'll see you next week then.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Bye-bye. This has been the Cool Down Lap, the official podcast of Midwest Motorsports. I'm Greg Dreis, your host, and you can catch this live on Twitch. It'll be on Twitch for 2 weeks, then it disappears. That's why they don't charge, because they don't have to store all this stuff on the server farms. But if you miss it, the video will be up in forever on YouTube. Also, the video goes to Anchor, and audio gets uploaded to Spotify, Amazon, Google, Shoutcast, all the major podcast platforms. And also, I want to let you know about Track Racer. It runs a good special for the league. Just mention when you're checking out that you're a member of Midwest Motorsports, and your league will get a kickback, a commission that helps to run the league, because running a league is not cheap. It takes a lot of time and or a lot of money. So that's Track Racer for all your sim racing needs to help support Midwest Motorsports and all those big zeros on our administrative paychecks here. And also just a reminder that registration is now open for Season 6. It's real easy. I did it today. It's a couple steps involved. And if I can do it, you can do it. Just go to Midwest-Motorsports.com, and right on the top of the page, it says sign up today. Follow all the prompts, make sure you read the rules, and then go to iRacing Leagues and join any one or all four of the series. DTL Customs Design and Graphics. Dave Lumaga does a lot of social media work for iRacing Leagues, a lot of paints, etc. like that. He's done some designs for me, and I've helped him out as well. That's DTL Customs. Look him up under David Thomas on Facebook, as well as this is a production of the Sim Racing Podcast and Wainwright Broadcasting. Wainwright Broadcasting, an old name from high school days, doesn't mean anything, but it's just fun to toss around. So thanks for tuning in to the Cool Down Lap, which we have every Monday night at 9 p.m., where we talk about everything going on in the Midwest Motorsports Racing Leagues, recaps of the past week, guests that come on. We try to get some of the winners from the different series on, shake them down for their secrets, and hopefully that'll make everybody else good drivers, but great bunch of guys to work with and a lot of fun. So we'll see you next Monday.